All right, let me share you a thought that I had. I was asked to write an article for the Heritage newsletter. So I wanted to share the story of I am the voice of the future. Well, not me, but that's God speaking. Did I sound like him at all? No. All right, God is the voice of our future. Our God is transcendent in time. We've been talking about this. He exists simultaneously beside every point in time without existing in time. From his viewpoint, all of time at once, he delights to comfort us as we travel through the fearful times of our brief lives. So I wanted to show you some examples of this. Remember God's challenge to Moses. Numbers 11:23, and the Lord said unto Moses, is the Lord's hand waxed short, grown short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. I tell you these things, and now you're going to see. What an assurance that was when he saw that happen. Recall God's assurances he gave through Isaiah. Isaiah 42:9, behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things I do declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. He's rejoicing that he has the future, not just a guess, not a shrewd estimate, but he's right there. He sees it. He knows it. Remember the detailed revelation God sent to Daniel during the Babylonian captivity of Israel. Daniel 10:14, the angel now says, sorry, I'm late. I've been fighting the demons of Persia and so on. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. And then as he still does the introduction to the end of 10, through chapter 11, the beginning of 12, the angel shared with Daniel the future history of Israel through Persia, Greece, then especially the persecutor Antiochus IV and Epiphanes, the one whose persecution of the Jews foreshadows the activities of the future Antichrist. And then he actually goes on to speak of the Antichrist, the one that is pictured by Antiochus. So, when God speaks, he is speaking from a future with a future in view, a future of us, a future of what happens to us. So let us then take comfort in the words of the one who speaks from our past, our present, and our future all at once. Hebrews 6:17-18. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability, the unchangeability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. He had his counsel, and then he, as it were, raised his hand to swear to that, took an oath on it, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Now the hope refers to the future, doesn't it? What we hope to come, what we're counting on to come. And here we can have a strong consolation. We have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Now the two things that immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie are the promise itself and then his oath to fulfill the promise. The word impossible means literally powerless. So the infinite God, being who he is, has many things he is powerless to do. Be careful, as I heard a sermon today about emphasizing over and over again, nothing is impossible with God. Well, nothing that he chooses to do is impossible, you see. But there are some things that are impossible. Sinning, in this case, lying, the infinite God, being who he is, has many things he's powerless to do. Here he cannot lie. Here's the key to this thing. Every being acts according to his nature. But God's nature is truth. So he can't go against that. So it says here that this gives us strong consolation. Now this word consolation is the word for comfort, for exhortation, for encouragement. And so we have a strong comfort, we have a strong exhortation, we have a strong encouragement. It pictures God's promise from the future coming alongside to help us. He wanted us to know he is always there for us. I'm using a little play on words there. Always there, you see. Always there. And that in a very specific concept. So, we don't have to doubt how things are going to turn out, because God already knows.